Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Every Packer fan on the planet Earth should get information about the Green Bay Packers every day from Jason Wilde. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN, and it's so important. While he's generally on at 2:15, it doesn't matter if he can't make it at that time, because we want him on sometime during the show for all of those Packer fans on the planet Earth who need Jason Wilde. They don't
want Jason Wilde.
Whether or not they want him, they need him. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, guys. Thanks for accommodating me. I was in the locker room during the 2:15 bewitching hour. So thanks for making this work. I appreciate it.
And any tasty nuggets? Anybody say anything worth mentioning?
Tasty nuggets. I like that. I want to steal that.
Tasty. I love a good tasty nugget. Yeah. I mean, Rashawn Gary talked. He was able to do some 11-on-11 work today. So that's incredible progress toward him playing against the Bears.
Do you think he's going to play?
But I do. Okay. I've been kind of expecting that the whole time. So that part does not surprise me. I did have a couple of really good conversations. One was with Eric Stokes, who is an extremely positive, happy-go-lucky dude. But I think you can sense his, I don't want to say jealousy, because he definitely said that's not the feeling he has, but a little bit of envy that Rashawn Gary is where he is, and Eric Stokes is still on the PUP list, and I would argue if he's not off of it by now, he's not going to be off of it in time for the opener. So he's probably going to start the regular season on the PUP list, and that means miss the first 4 weeks. So, you know, he's coming back from that Lisfranc foot injury that he had, but he and Rashawn Gary got hurt in the same game. So I think if he's being honest, and he did say this, that's tough to see, you know, his process taking longer. But once he is healthy, I'm really intrigued by what their secondary could be. I still think that safety position is a colossal question mark, even with, you know, Darnell Savage penciled in as one of the starters and not knowing who the other one is. But if Joe Barry's defense is going to be good, well, that secondary is going to have to be really good. So that was one interesting conversation. And then for the first time, I'd been in some group interviews with him, but the first time I talked like extensively one-on-one with Jaden Reed, and as impressive as he's been on the field, I was really impressed by him. Like he's, you know, and I don't say this lightly, he's got some Randall Cobb to him.
Oh.
Not only his game, but the way he kind of is mature and the way he talks. And I always thought Greg Jennings and Randall Cobb were the two guys that kind of impressed me right away as rookies, as seeming much older than they were. Cobb was only 20 when he entered the league. And so Jaden Reed's a little bit older than that, but still I was really impressed by him. So it was a really good conversation and I really liked what I heard from him. So, you know, he has looked every bit the part as a rookie in camp, kind of like Romeo Doubs did last year, and obviously Romeo got off to a really good start before his high ankle sprain in Detroit. So we'll see if Jaden Reed can be the same type of guy as a rookie as he was last year.
Hearing from Jason Wilde, we, of course, the international headquarters for Jordan Love. Anything anybody says, we notice. And are you aware of what was stated today by Dominique Foxworth about Jordan Love?
No, I assume much like Dan Orlovsky and Dan Patrick and the punter.
But not Schein.
And, you know, that's true. He doesn't know how to play football is what Adam Schein said. But I'm assuming that Dominique Foxworth said some very positive things.
He did, but we believe, since we're the headquarters for everything, and don't care if people say there's hype and everything, I don't think it's hype. It's just I used to call them information, but Tony has told me that's not information, it's opinions. Those are two different things, right, Tony? I got that right?
You got it.
This would be his opinion.
Tony's right. Tony's right.
And I believe the Harvard grad school student has taken it to a new level. Take it away, Dominique.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why we shouldn't have those expectations there for him. He has the talent. There are no quarterbacks taken in the first round who don't have the talent to be great. I think that he is in the situation where he is showing his talent and he's had the time to learn around or behind a great quarterback the same way Aaron Rodgers had. So maybe he won't be a Hall of Famer, but the point is not necessarily get to the Hall of Fame. The point is to win championships. And I think they've had a championship caliber team for the last 4 or 5 years. They have not necessarily done it, but that doesn't mean that they won't do it in the next couple years under Jordan Love. He's shown the ability, and as long as Brian Gutekunst, I didn't think I was going to come on here and be like the biggest Brian Gutekunst like celebrator, but Lou Goody put together a roster after roster after roster. Goody doing his thing.
And your thoughts on those comments, Jason.
And Lil Goody.
And we decided that
Lil Goody.
Lil Goody and I are going to be
That's his hip hop name. Lil Goody.
We're going to do some work together.
Is that like Lil Penny?
Yep. Lil Goody and MC Homer Hedge.
Yeah, MC Homer Hedge. That's my new one.
They got a collab coming out.
Yeah. Because this is hip hop week in Milwaukee. Your thoughts on what he had to say.
Yeah, well, if Dominique Foxworth is right, I'm sure that he'll tell everyone how he predicted this on August 22nd, 2023, when Jordan Love standing on the podium celebrating the Super Bowl, I don't know, 60 championship or whatever it might be. I don't know. What number are we on for this year? 56? Look, it's great. I'm glad everyone's excited about him. I have seen encouraging signs from him, but as I'm sure, because you're such an avid listener to our show, Homer, I'm sure as you heard this morning, like why do we have to, I don't understand why we got to do this. Like the hype machine. I don't get it. I don't see it as necessary, and I don't see it as positive. Now, if you're a fan, go at it. Go ahead. Like that's your job as a fan, is to get excited and be hopeful. Like, I've never understood what fun it is to be a fan and be a pessimist or a negative Nelly. Like, as a fan, you shouldn't do that. But if you are someone who is giving either information, like I try to do, and occasionally opinion, or giving lots of opinion and occasionally some information, like they do on TV, you know, I feel like you don't know. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. I have seen some encouraging signs, but preseason is preseason. And Dominique Foxworth knows that. And Dan Orlovsky knows that. And Pat McAfee knows that. Like, I that's great that they're excited. But I'm trying to think of a time, because it obviously didn't happen in 2008 with everything else that was going on that summer. I'm trying to think of a time where the narrative has flipped so
wide.
The pendulum has swung to such a huge degree as it has on the Jordan Love thing. The same people that were saying that Goody was a complete idiot for moving on from a Hall of Fame quarterback, even one who was miserable here, and now are now saying how great Jordan Love has looked.
Changed? Have some changed? I don't know if they've changed.
I don't know. I don't know. Yes, definitely some have changed, but my point is that no one keeps score.
I do.
Right? There's the guy who
score.
Does like the freezing cold takes guy on Twitter, but I don't even know, you know, or
well, I'm keeping
or
score on this. But okay, I haven't done a good enough score.
But you're not doing it. You haven't done a good enough job because you don't know where these people were at before.
You mean have they changed on him?
Right.
No, I've pretty much seen the ones, assumed the ones have been reasonably consistent in what they said.
Wrong.
It could be. If I am on anybody, then I'm sure someone will let me know. No first-round quarterbacks don't have the talent to be great. Now, he said that. I don't think that's accurate. I think there are a ton of first-round quarterbacks that. So he's given. That's the part of the factor he puts in for Jordan Love. And I don't think that's true, but and this was the second part. Go ahead, Jason. So
okay,
that's what I would disagree with that premise.
Let's do the last 5 years of first round quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson.
Too early.
Kenny Pickett was the only one last year.
Might have the talent to be great.
Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones in 21.
All right, Mac Jones, no, and Zach Wilson, no.
2020, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love.
Love would be the one questioned. The other ones I would think have the talent to be great, but we've already found a few, and we haven't gone that many years back.
Let's go a few more than that, by the way, because there's a couple that I want to get to before we stop this exercise. So let's go through 2017, all right? 19, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, and the late Dwayne Haskins. I think you could argue that we're not convinced on any of the
three. Tony, you want to?
Nope. All you.
Oh.
All right.
But I agree.
2018.
Questionable in all
2018,
three. It's hard when one's dead.
2018.
Yes.
2018, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold,
nope.
Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and Lamar Jackson.
All right. Two great and three suckos. So, yes.
Suckos.
Right.
Less than 50%.
And then,
yep.
And then here's the last one. I'm kind of tempted to go into 2016 now. 2017, Mitchell Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes,
Deshaun
Watson.
I'm going to give Watson the plus.
And Watson,
so.
I think I'm going to give him the two, regardless of the off-the-field stuff. All right, last one, 2016, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, and Paxton Lynch.
We got two losers, for sure.
and Goff is...
Yeah, correct, yeah. No, I mean, in addressing Foxworth, the number one point is the foundation of what you talk about Jordan Love, that foundation's wrong. So...
Especially where he was picked in the first round, because if you go into that even deeper, Rodgers is a huge anomaly to have been picked that late and turn out as good as he is.
And now the second part that I wanted you to address, a championship caliber team the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, I don't see how you can say five, but you can certainly say four, but the fourth one being without Devontae Adams.
You definitely can't say last year.
Right.
Yeah, you can't say last year after you trade Devontae Adams. You told every, like, they win against Detroit, and they make the playoffs. They're not making the Super Bowl. They're not going on a 2010 run. Sorry. And then, obviously, they didn't even get the chance because they lost. 2021 and 2020, they were, without a doubt, the number one seed. No doubt championship. 2019, I mean, they had a first-year coach. They were coming off of a losing season. They had a good team. I didn't expect them to go to the NFC Championship game, but as you recall on this show, I predicted they'd make the playoffs, and Matt LaFleur would be the first Packers coach in team history to make the playoffs in his first year, and that did occur, but that was it. I never saw them playing in an NFC Championship game. And then in 2018, they didn't have a championship-level team, and in 2017, they might have. But Rodgers breaks his collarbone.
Yeah.
I mean, they were 4-1 at the time he got hurt. So I'll give you 17, 20, 21. So three out of the last 6 years,
right.
I would say they were a legit championship-level
team.
Any
wish to believe what he says, you have to factor in two of his foundations, which you might question, that have nothing to do with Jordan Love.
I definitely would question.
Definitely would. Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted a last quick thought on Valentin, who I'm worried that he won't play as much as people think because I think he's a penalty waiting to happen on a regular basis, especially in the regular season. Doesn't mean...
Yeah, he's got to grow. Yeah, I really like him. I love his demeanor. I love his talent. I really like him. Unless somebody gets hurt, I don't think they're... It's a good story. I don't think they're going to force him onto the field. I don't think they're going to move guys around to get him out there. I think they're excited that they found a diamond in the rough. I'm not ready to put him in the seventh-round pantheon of Mark Tauscher, Donald Driver, Adam Timmerman, et cetera. But he's been good, and he's going to grow. But much like Jordan Love sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world for Carrington Valentine to be the fifth corner and be sitting watching Jair Alexander every day. So, no, he's got a long way to go, but there is talent there that you don't normally see from a guy in that position. And so, again, no doubt, be excited about him. He has been a very pleasant surprise. I did not, when they drafted him, I had no idea he was going to come in and have the kind of camp he's had. Those are the kinds of great things about training camp that I really love, is when that guy, like Mark Tauscher, like, Tim Van Boren and I can tell you stories about coming to practice in 99, and I think Donald Driver was wearing number 13, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And we're like, ooh, this 13 guy from Elkhorn State, this guy's unbelievable. And he actually sustained it once the veterans got here. It took him, 3 years to become a consistent contributor? So it takes time. And that's my argument. That's my frustration with the Jordan Love narrative that has now run off the tracks of hype, is that there are some encouraging signs, and it's okay to get excited about them. But let's make sure we are realistic, because you're not doing them any favors by ratcheting up expectations like all these national folks are doing. And then they're going to be the first ones to crucify him if they lose their first. If they lose their first two games, and he plays nothing like he played in the preseason, they're going to kill him. And then they're going to say, well, you got to, and then they're going to add, like I'm saying now, well, you got to be patient. You know, he's a first year starter.
That's why we're here to keep things in the proper context. As much as his head about Valentine, I do think I'm thinking Anthony Johnson will play more than Valentine. Are you joining that club, given that he's also?
I'm not going to join that club either. Right. But I like him a lot too. But I don't. Again, his situation is more tied to the fact that I don't think they love anybody at safety right now. Right. I think that's still wide open.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Jason will the All Packers all the time. See, I don't make any, well, they're going to be the ones to rip him.
They will, though.
I don't know that they will, and
I know that they will.
I don't care. I just go by what their prediction was and how good they are at those predictions.
But so you care that they're praising him right now, but you won't care when they rip him.
No, I care that whatever their opinion is, good or bad, I'm going to keep track of it to see if they were accurate.
So you're caring then.
That just on what they say. I don't know and don't care whether if he plays bad, rip him or whatever they do. They're held responsible for their assessment of how good he would be. That's the challenge everybody has. If he doesn't make the Packer Hall of Fame, then I will be wrong.
Won't be your first time.
Second. I also won't be the one that will change my opinion about how he plays based on my prediction. And I'm not sure as many people do it as Jason says, but we'll find out. Next.
To Homer and Tony.
He is not referred to as Thanasis on this show, by the way.
What do you mean? What's he referred to as?
Giannis's brother. That's what he is.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh, is that rude?
Call him Thanasis. Oh. He's not Giannis's brother. He's his own guy.
No, he's not.
All right, Nancy's husband.
Yeah. I've been Herb True's kid my whole life. You know what my job was? If I didn't want to be that, then I had to be bigger than my dad. I've thought that I have led a decent life, but not as great as my dad's. And it ain't going to happen now that I'm 68.
On 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.